Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
So it was a weekend in New York for our producer Romeo with many, many surprises, and he found his wife.
Oh.
Is that an overtease?
Oh. I don't know, to be honest.
It's a big statement.
I feel like the universe was working in my side this weekend, for
sure.
Okay,
let's hear it all out. It's exciting. He dropped this one on us yesterday, and we're like, what? Who? Who is this girl?
Yeah, a few weeks back, I got invited by my cousin to go out to New York, and she was just like, hey, like, I was going to go to a concert with my best friend, and she dropped out. She can't go. I have a free flight, and I have a free ticket to the concert. All I heard was free.
No
brain. I was like, New York, free? Say less. Let's go. I'm just going to go to New York for the weekend. Mm-hmm. Like, why not? And so I was going with the mindset of, it's going to be one weekend. Let's go ahead and pay on Bumble to see. Well, you know, we don't want to be limited on the swipes.
Okay.
Right?
You're going to go broke with these dating
apps. I know, man. I know. I swore I wasn't going to do it, but then I was like, you know, it's New York. I can't be limited to the likes, so I have to.
And I'm guessing this is fairly common. If you're going to go to a city and you're going to be hanging out, you might as well just try to link up. So what do? Reset your geolocating, your location or whatever?
It depends on the app. Like, Bumble will do it automatically. It's like, I know you're going to be out and about in New York City. Hinge, you got to do it manually.
Right. So, but also the likes were limited. So I want to see, like, maybe I'll get lucky. Maybe I'll find someone that can show me around the city. Like, last time I went to New York, it was my family. I was under 21, so it was like a completely different experience. So this time around, I could drink.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was going to be different.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little different. And so I'm swiping. I'm not getting luck at all. At all, whatsoever. So I'm like, all right, well, maybe it's not meant to be. So we go to this concert, right? And we kind of show up a little early. We're sitting down. We're by ourselves. And next thing I know, my neighbor, the person next to me who's watching the concert with me, walks in and just takes my breath away.
Everything all of a sudden is in slow motion.
Like the wind, like, stopped. It was like everything was in slow-mo. I could feel, like, all my hairs. It was like I had spidey senses. You know what I'm saying? Like, the hair spiked up. I was, like, tingly.
You
I was
got
like,
the goosebumps?
Yeah, oh, my God,
I
yes.
I think that's called horny.
Tomato, tomato.
Listen, I don't know what's in the water in New York that makes the pizza great and the bagels fantastic and the woman just fawn. My God. I don't know why you left New York, bro. And so she walks in, and I'm now at this point, I'm thinking, I have to talk to her. Like, there's no way we're going to go these 2 hours and I'm not going to shoot my shot. But then I was also thinking, if she's not feeling me, then we're stuck for the next 2 hours next to each other. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to ruin the experience for her, because she's there to enjoy a concert, you know? And so I got to test the water. So I want to see, like, so I'm kind of like peeping from like my peripheral vision to see if she's like checking me out at all. Cause I need to know, like, give me a sign so I can shoot my shot. Right. It's not happening.
Oh, no.
At all. Oh, no. At all. So we're a couple, like, I think the concert's like halfway through. Right. And two rows down below us, these two girls just start fighting. And they start going at it.
This is one of the girls is the girl that is giving you spice.
No. Oh, it's completely different. So when they start fighting, everybody around us, we're all kind of lit. Like, we're already like halfway through the concert. Everybody's a few drinks in, and man, New Yorkers are wild. They're just like edging them. Like, yeah, get it, fight. Like, they're all. And so the girl says something next. The girl that I have this crush on, she says something about the fight, and it just made me laugh. And that was the thing that broke the ice.
Hey.
And I was like, perfect.
Yeah, violence is always a good way to break the ice.
Fantastic way.
Especially in New York City. That's like foreplay.
That's fun. That's an everyday thing.
You watch a crime go down in New York, man. That's foreplay.
Now we should go on a date.
Yes, sir.
So we break the ice, and we start talking. I tell her that my name is Romeo, and she doesn't believe me because we're also watching this guy named Romeo Santos. So she's like, oh, yeah, right. Like, your name's Romeo, and we're watching Romeo. And I'm like, no, I'm so serious. She don't need to know that my name's not, you know? So we start talking, and in the back of my mind, I know, like, this guy has this one song that I like that's, like, popular back in 2005. And in my mind, I say, if he sings this song, I'm going to ask her to dance. Because it's bachata. It's this very, like, sensual type of music. You need a partner. You need to dance with someone. I taught you guys a few weeks back. I don't know if you guys remember, a few months.
Oh, I remember that.
So I was like, if he plays a song, I'm gonna ask her to dance right here on this aisle. Mm-hmm. We're like in center field. It's not a lot of room in between, you know. He plays it. Like literally 4 minutes after I say that, he plays the song. And I'm like, well, gotta do it now.
Really? You went for it? Or you start making more excuses. Like, okay, well, if he covers Ricky Martin, then I'm gonna do it.
No, I just said, screw it. I'm a few drinks in. So like the confidence is a little different at this point.
All right.
So I say, why not? So I ask her to dance. And we start dancing. And it was just like we hit it off. We exchanged social medias at the end of the night, basically. And then the next day she hit me up. And she was like, hey, how long are you in town for? And I was like, oh, just the weekend. And she was like, we should meet up again. And I was like, sure. Like, my cousin and I are going to this club. And I didn't think she was going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
She ended up showing to the club. We ended up basically spending the entire night there. And then next thing I know, we're in Times Square at like 4 in the morning. And we go to this place called Joe's Pizza. And it's like 5 in the morning and I'm eating pizza in New York with this girl, and like we're connecting on so many different levels, and it just feels like it's like out of a rom-com movie.
Damn. So let me get this straight, because this is so old school here.
Yeah.
So old school.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
You go to a club or you go to see a band. Mm-hmm. You meet somebody there face to face.
Yeah.
You have to swipe left or swipe right.
I paid $11 for no reason.
That is $15.
Facts.
You ask her to dance.
Yeah.
With your mouth. Not with your fingers.
With the alcohol.
That counts.
Who cares how you got the assist?
Right. Okay, yeah, yeah.
You hit it off, you feel the chemistry.
Yeah.
You set something up for the next day and you hang out also.
Yeah.
Without any Hinge, without any Bumble, without anything.
Nothing.
Damn.
Nothing.
This is just a relic dating story.
Just an exchange of social medias, her asking me what I was doing for the weekend, and then she was like, let's meet up. And yeah, we were just, it was, dude, like, it's like you're in New York. You're just walking around, and like, I'm with this girl, and it was just, I really could not believe it. Like, at one point, I was like, this doesn't feel real. Like, like, this is insane.
So, that is a magical meet cute story. When are you going to see her again?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What?
What do you mean you don't know?
What?
What are you doing this weekend?
Nothing.
I'll send you up there.
No, it's fine.
No, I'm serious. I want to send you up there.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Go.
Do you not like her?
No, I do, but it's,
I'll pay for your flight up to New York this weekend.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. It's destiny.
Bert, you know I'm talking to somebody in New York too, right?
I'm only sending you halfway.
Phone screeners make a little different than hosts. Okay.
All right. Go this weekend.
Okay.
All right.
Book. Are you hesitant because of the other personal story you submitted?
Yes. And also, it just feels too soon.
All right. Well, let's just knock them both out now then.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, we'll get to you in a little bit. All right, what was the second personal story?
Yeah, so after, I guess, I'm meeting this girl, it was this weird thing of when I was coming back, I really liked her, and I thought maybe like, oh, like I can see if I start talking to this girl, like it can go somewhere else. But then I started thinking it's going to be a long-distance situation again. I don't think I would want that. And then it sparked these whole feelings that I thought I was over. And it was just this weird thing of, oh, man, like, I still have feelings for my ex. And it was this weird, like, it was a string, like, as beautiful as that weekend was and hanging out with her and being 4 a.m. in the middle of Times Square and just feeling this chemistry with her. It just, I couldn't fully enjoy it because I think in the back of my mind, I still had feelings for someone else. And it was this strange feeling of, I don't know if I can move forward yet.
Do you still have feelings for your ex? Or are you terrified of doing a long-distance relationship and getting hurt again?
Or is it let me just add one more to that. Is it the routine still there of you and the ex that it's not necessarily a romantic, like, I'm going to get back. It's just you're still in the routine of talking to her all the time, and it just feels foreign to go out with somebody else that you could be serious about.
I think it's a combination of a lot of things. For one, I really thought I was going to end up with that girl. Like, I really planned a whole entire thing, like, future with her, and this whole plan.
That was going to be your wife, the mother of your children.
Everything. Mm-hmm. And so I think that, and I really just have feelings for her still. Like, mm-hmm. I can feel it. I know it. And, like, I would be lying to myself if I said I didn't. And, I don't know what to do with these emotions.
It sounds like the universe is giving you a gift and showing you that there are other people out there mm-hmm. that you will spark with. And honestly, listening to this, this is your shark. This is exactly what Mo talked about the other day when he related sharks to relationships. You're carrying some fear and baggage from your last relationship and your feelings into the new, a potential new one. I'm not going to call it a relationship. It was like a fun weekend with a girl in New York. This could be an opportunity, even if it's not serious and doesn't go anywhere, to see what else is out there. And it might be the closure you need to get over, I don't want to say get over your ex because it sounds harsh, but close that chapter. Mm-hmm. Once you see, like, okay, that was my route, that road I was going to take. Well, the universe is offering me another one. Mm-hmm. Let's go explore down here and see what's up. Even if it's a dead end, you'll figure something out. But don't let this be your shark that you're scared of. I love that analogy, Mo,
Thank you
brought to the table.
Or is this the universe telling him that his ex is the one he needs to be with? Mm.
What was the vibe from
the ex? No, it is not. The universe gave him a magical 5 a.m. pizza date in New York City, not to tell him his ex is the one, to tell him, hey, bro, look at all the options out here. Look at the magical life. You know, Ben, you could be eating beignets in New Orleans at 6 a.m. How about croissants in Paris at 5 a.m. with mm-hmm. this girl? Please, your breakfast date calendar is gonna fill up.
Now I feel like Cassie's the little angel and Chris is like the little devil.
What do you think, Ma?
What was the vibe from your ex since Coachella?
It's been a little strange. Like, we distanced ourselves a lot after that, because we both knew, like, that was, like I said, that was gonna be kind of like the last time we were gonna hang out. There was no future plans of meeting. Mm-hmm. So after that, like, our conversations haven't been regularly as mm-hmm. often as they used to be. It's been very, like, checking in more than anything else.
I see no reason not to go to New York City this weekend.
I think you should do it, too, because I think your feelings been dormant, and you've been probably trying to push them off and not really think about it. And now that you got a little spark with this girl, it's kind of like it's bringing those old feelings back. Mm-hmm. And now you're wondering, is this really the finale of what I thought I had with her, or should I go back? But I think you'll get the answer that you're looking for if you continue to pursue the new girl.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be that serious this weekend, man. Just focus where your pepperoni pizza is. Just go up there, and it doesn't have to be like you thinking 6 months, a year in advance. Right. Go up there, link up for a weekend, see how it feels, and then come back.
That's it.
Abby, guy comes here for a weekend and you spark and you're walking, I don't know what Atlanta's equivalent to Times Square is, but 4 a.m. But the very next weekend, with, like, he flies to see you, is that off-putting or is that endearing?
If it's as magical as you're making it sound to me, if I'm a girl, I'm thinking this is fate. Like, she might fall in love with you this weekend. Not to be dramatic.
So what if it's something like, look, I this next weekend is the only weekend I have available over the next 2 months. I can make a trip up to New York City. Should I?
Yeah, put it in her. Let her be the decision maker.
Like that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
All right. This is your homework assignment for this morning.
Okay.
You have until 10 o'clock this morning to make me either buy these tickets or not. All right. This is a 4-hour sale. Okay. At 10 o'clock, you tell me if we're gonna pull the trigger on buying these tickets.
Okay.
I say go for it.
All right. I'll ask her.
The Burt Show.